Troy.
Yeah, hi Troy. My name's Jesse. I'm with a company called Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for asking. I do appreciate that. Troy, what actually prompted my call to you is I'm with a data service provider to Google and Bing, and I just wanted to speak to you about listing vintage contracting there on the first page of Google for your category in your area.
Sorry, what interested in that? Is that what you said?
I'm sorry, you kind of cut out just a little bit. I was just saying I was just calling to speak to you about listing your company on the first page of Google.
Eddie, why don't we have my website complete yet? So that creates a problem, but I mean, you know, because that's going to direct them to my website, correct?
Well, you know, some of them have them, some of them don't on the first page, Troy, but it does take a little bit of time to get there anyway. So the reason
what,
we had...
get on the first page?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, because you got to, that's called something EO or what, SEO?
Yes, uh-huh, search engine optimization, correct.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're kind of familiar with it. Like, have you done this before for your
career? I don't know how to do it, but, can you hold 1 second for me?
Yeah, no problem. Take your time.
Hey, are you there?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm familiar enough to be dangerous. That's about it.
Well, I love that answer. So, I mean, you know, Troy, the reason we had actually been calling is we did have a position become available within our company for your category. So we are speaking with everybody in the area today that does the same thing as you, looking for one to work with. Once we find one, we close it out, and then we won't work with any of your competitors there for that first page placement of the map section of Google. Now,
okay.
I mean, it sounds like something you could see value in for your company, right?
No, I know there's huge, I mean, monster value in it. I just don't know if it's something, you know, that I can afford. It's definitely something I don't know how to do myself, but whether it's something I can afford, and then I know that I need to get my friggin' website finished because that's all, because they kind of go hand in hand. You're directing them, you know, to your website to contact you. So they're only going to contact you if they go to your website and it looks like a jackass, then they're not going to contact you regardless if you're number one on the search engine or if you're number 20 on the search engine.
Yeah, well, I mean, Troy, you have a great point, and I want to show you exactly how this is going to work for your company and how you're going to generate work from it. So let me do this. I just need to get a couple of details. Now, how long have you been in business there?
Well, that's kind of an open-ended question. Ultimately, I'd have to go back and look when the corporation was started, but I want to say like 13 or 14 years.
Oh, okay.
But I recently took the company over from the original owner. So,
okay.
Vantage Contracting has been around for a long time, but it's been dormant for many years, like, you know, kind of 5 or more than 5 years, because I've had it now for almost 2.
Okay.
So it was dormant prior to that. The owner of the company originally just retired. He got older and just decided to retire. So,
okay.
Although he kept the corporation and everything active, it was just in kind of an inactive status. He paid the corporate filings every year, but it just didn't generate any money. It didn't even have a bank account. But everything stayed current, so it was easy for me to step in and take over. So that's kind of... So, ultimately, with him, he's still ultimately a partner in it with me, but kind of just a silent partner. So, I mean, it wouldn't be, it's not stretching the truth to say, you know, Vantage Contracting's been around for either 14 or 15 years. I can't remember.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for the information. That helps me out a lot. So you said that you're still kind of doing the business with your partner. Is he just kind of like a silent partner at this point, or is he someone you need to run decisions by, or anything like that?
Nope. Okay. I don't run any decisions by him. He is a silent partner.
Okay, perfect. And then now, Troy, how far do you normally travel for a new potential client there? I mean, I know you're in Jacksonville, but do you kind of just stay local to the area, or are you,
I'll go. I just bid a project in Tennessee. So, I mean, I just finished a project in Tampa, just bid a project in Tennessee, was about to bid one in Ohio.
Wow.
I mean, if it makes sense, we can go. I mean, that's the whole deal with that. It has to make sense.
Yeah.
Ultimately, I'd love to stay right here in my backyard, but I'm also about making money and, you know, just opportunities, period. So if it means Tampa, then I'll go to Tampa. If it means, you know, Tennessee, I'll go to Tennessee. I mean, it's just whatever, Georgia. I mean, hell, in Jacksonville, we're, you know, 45 minutes from the Georgia line, so I can be in, you know, in Kingsland, you know, as fast as I can be on the other side of Jacksonville. So, I mean, if it makes sense monetarily, we can go and do it.
Okay, perfect. I love it, Troy. I mean, you're definitely a real entrepreneur, you know. I love that you're putting the time and effort into making your company successful. So, it's exactly what I like to hear. You know, and you do sound like you're going to be an amazing candidate for this, Troy. You know, I think what I'm hearing from you is that if we can make Google affordable and, you know, help you out with a website, that's not a bad idea, right?
No.
No? Okay.
Not a bad idea at all.
So since you just started the business again, you know, I know it's been around for a while, but since you just took it over 2 years ago, that does actually qualify you for a new in business credit. Troy, I don't actually have the credentials to apply that credit, so I'm going to get my my manager for the area. His name is John Kyle. He's going to be jumping on the line right now with us to go over those details with you, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Troy. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. How are you doing today?